Let's turn out a local sports here on KNKX. The NFL playoffs begin this weekend. For the first time in 6 years, the Seahawks aren't part of them. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked with 88.5's Kristen Kendrick about what went wrong in 2017 and what the team needs to do to come back strong next season.
Art, were you surprised the Seahawks missed the playoffs this year?
Yeah, I thought that was going to be a 10-win team, an 11-win team, and make the playoffs. I think one of the things that people have to appreciate is that the Seahawks, for the last 5 seasons, have been in the playoffs and won at least one game. That's an extraordinary streak that rarely happens. There's only a handful of teams that have had a longer streak of successful seasons, because the NFL works with parity to knock down successful teams. And I think a series of unfortunate events kind of compromised the rest of the season. And it was due, but it was still a surprise.
So you had injuries and activism here.
Right. Yes. I think events got ahead of the Seahawks this year. Every team tries to plan for a steady succession with their players. But what happened here with the Seahawks was injuries, not only to the defensive players. A lot of people are aware of Cliff Averill and Richard Sherman and Cam Chancellor. But on the offensive side, way early in August, they lost their starting left tackle, George Fant. And then 4 games into the season, they lost their starting running back, a rookie, Chris Carson, who, despite the fact that he didn't play the final 12 games, he almost led the team in rushing. It was a terrible problem running the ball. And, of course, then the defense was compromised by all the injuries. So it really piled up this year in a way that's compromised the team and maybe even the future.
And there were some distractions off the field.
Right. Yeah, the social issues thing resonated here in Seattle perhaps more than anywhere else. Pete Carroll actually addressed this in his Tuesday State of the Team press conference, in which he said that his team did play in a distracted manner late in September when they flew to Nashville to play the Titans, and that's when the story broke about President Trump's unfortunate remarks about the players who kneeled or sat during anthems as a means to protest social injustice. And what Carroll said was that these guys were heavily invested emotionally in paying attention to issues beyond football. Guys like Doug Baldwin and Michael Bennett really had a prominent role, not only locally, but nationally. It was draining. It took a toll. And I don't blame the players, because I admire their social consciousness. And the upshot was that this team just didn't play well in that game. And with the injuries compromising both offense and defense, they had a terrible rushing attack and a defense that really was not up to their standards.
So the Seahawks ended the season 9-7. What do you see in store in the offseason and the draft?
Well, the Seahawks have to do better in free agency, because last year they signed running back Eddie Lacy, offensive lineman Luke Jokel, and kicker Blair Walsh. None of them worked out. And then, in order to fill the gaps in the roster, the Seahawks traded in season for players who cost them draft choices going into next April's draft. So the Seahawks have a first-round pick, which is 18th overall, as high as they've had it in several years. But they don't have a second-rounder, and they don't have a third-rounder, so they won't pick until fourth. That is right now. The only way to get those picks back is to trade somebody, and it could be Earl Thomas. He's the guy that could draw second and third round draft pick, but he's still in his prime at age 29. He's the heart of the defense. It would be a blow, but the Seahawks are going to have to do things drastically, I think, this offseason. And in order to stay competitive and playoff caliber, they're going to have to do some serious remaking.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.